A lot has happened. A lot, Diego. A lot has happened. I'm not going to divulge too much on my side of things, but a lot has happened.
Fuck, man, bro. More than a fucking year. It's been like a year and a half.
It's probably been a year. Again, it was when I got back, because I remember telling you about Hawaii. And I think that was that like was the, last one. Time. And that was 2021. I was working at Samsung. So that was 2021.
Fuck, that was a long time ago, bro. Dude, that was
almost over 2 years ago at this point. And I was just looking at them. So Anchor, like the web or the app that we go to, is now like Spotify for podcasters. And I was looking out of our stats and stuff. But yeah, it's been a while.
It's been almost 2 years then.
Yeah. Well, hello. Welcome back to Everyday Curiosity. My name is Ryan Newsom, and this is my co-host, Diego Villarreal. And this is our podcast that we haven't done over,
almost 2 years.
2 years. I can't say that I'm used to this anymore, but like...
It's been a while.
I mean, we've been recording for the last 8 minutes, by the way. You know how it is.
It was pretty good. We had a good 8 minutes.
Yeah, a good 8 minutes. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed. That's how we ended. No, but yeah. Okay. So you said you had a couple stories. Like I said, it's been 2.5 years. I'm sure we have about 2 years. I'm sure we have a shit ton of stuff that we could say. I mean, I've gone through a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm sure you could say the same as well.
Kind of.
Has life been like the same for you?
It's been about the same.
I mean,
only thing new is college.
Yeah, I was just saying. I mean, so far, I mean, we finished out our senior year. We got different jobs. We both went to college. I moved away to college. I broke up with a girlfriend. I got a new girlfriend. I got new hobbies. Got different jobs. You know, it's been a whole bunch of stuff.
It's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long draining roller coaster. But that's, you know, girl.
Fucking sneeze, bro. Did you see
that? I was going to say, I was like, please, if you sneeze, move the mic away.
No, I was going to
take this. Okay, yeah, fair.
Thought it was random.
Oh, yeah. I need to clean that one out. Nobody can see in the video. By the way, this is also in video form on YouTube. Everyday Curiosity. You know, hey, before we get into this episode, should we change the name? Or should we keep it Everyday Curiosity?
I feel like Everyday Curiosity is like the OG.
Yeah, it is the OG.
It's a good name.
It is a very good name. But I don't know.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know. Something a little more, like, catchy. Everyday Curiosity rolls off the tongue. But,
Name change coming soon.
Maybe. We have to discuss this and figure. I mean, like, because, like, I feel like if we get a name that has like a good abbreviation, that'd be really good. Like DNR, like something not that, but like something like that, like something that we can abbreviate and that goes really well.
Damn.
So I don't know. Hey, that's something to discuss afterwards. But I was just thinking about that today. Hell, me and Savannah might start one too. But we either might start a separate one or film on this one.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I just have two different ones.
Yeah.
No, you guys could probably do this one so you have like more episodes.
Yeah, I just say like we could. Again, we can have either every 2 weeks or even post once a week still and just also have another episode with me and Savannah. But those are probably, for our podcast, I'll divulge this just a little bit. I want it to be Wandering Thoughts, and we're going to go for a walk and film.
That'd be neat. That'd be cool. Yeah. What about the camera, though?
No, we're probably just on film. We'll probably just do audio.
Just audio.
See, okay, ours will probably be video, and me and hers will probably just be audio if I stay on this Everyday Curiosity platform.
Just by curiosity, speaking of it.
Yeah.
How are you able to keep that?
What do you mean?
That's not yours, is it?
Oh, no. Remember, we bought this together. Okay, but the first one I had, not mine. What we started on was not mine.
Was the school's, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got this together, though. We paid half and half for it.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Around when we first started.
Remember that.
This light that we're using? Not mine.
Is it the school's?
Yeah, school.
You just kept it?
I mean, 4 years ago. I've had this thing for 4 years. And they just never asked for it back. So I was like, all right.
That one is too?
No, those are mine. That's a piece of shit.
We bought that?
Or a piece of crap. Yeah. Dude, do you not remember buying this? We discussed it like when we first started, saying that the school needed theirs back, so we had to get something. Yeah. It's worked ever since. Like, all of our podcasts are on this one. And also, it has a laugh track. Oh, you can't hear it.
I was like, a what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there it is. You can't hear it. It's on the...
What is it?
It's like so it has a soundboard. So I have like a laugh track and applause. I think this is what is this? A cash
machine. I heard that.
And this one I think is a little
Sounds like someone like sharpening a knife.
No, it's not that. It's what's it called?
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the joke one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is
It's not like somebody sharpening a knife from over here.
What the hell? Yeah. For anybody who can't see, I'm wearing headphones.
So they can hear that?
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be recorded on audio.
That's neat.
Oh hell yeah! I forgot to do my camera settings, but okay. Anyway, back into the actual podcast now. This is our first time in a while. So how about you start us off? You said you have a few stories for us.
I won't. Well, not yet. I kind of want to know what you're doing for your career, though.
Oh,
with your job.
Okay, so like what I'm studying for in college,
and then what are you gonna go out and do? Like, what's your goal?
Okay, so my goal, and I think you asked me this too, but my goal. Well, first I'll start with what I'm studying. So I go to TSTC and I'm studying avionics to be an avionics technician. And so right now I have kind of two different pathways I can go down.
Okay.
Is continue out this degree plan or course and get my associates and get my certification in avionic technicians, and then either stay at TSTC for another 2 years. And
will you get a bachelor's?
No. Oh, maybe if I do. Of course, if I stay, I'll probably get a bachelor's. But But be a powerhouse engineer. So all the just everything has to do with the airplane's engine. Mm-hmm. I'll also be working on that as well. So I'll have even more opened opportunities for me to have more job opportunities somewhere else in the world.
But you're for sure working on planes.
Yes, avionics is nothing but working on. So again, when you look into the cockpit of the plane, you see all those instruments and all the electronics. Motherfucker. No, you're all good. But you know all the electronics and instruments inside the cockpit of an airplane. I'll be putting those, installing them, repairing them.
And this is like commercial planes?
Commercial, private, like literally military, government, like anything. Damn. Any air device, or I can, even with this degree, I can go work on rockets and boats. Or like
working
cars.
For Elon Musk.
Honestly, you know.
Rocket.
Or hell, Jeff Bezos now too, at the Blue Origin. But, or NASA, what the hell?
Or NASA, yeah.
Hell, actually. One thing I haven't told you about my degree so far, as of last week, we have no more professors or instructors.
Like, all of them quit?
All of them quit.
What the hell is going on over there?
I don't know. They're going to talk to us on it, talk to us about it on Monday, because,
So, like, all your classes, you don't have none?
Well, and, yes, in my electronic principles class, I still have my professor. He's been there for a while. But my avionics class, my main class I go to after 1 to 3, that has no instructors anymore.
So is that like they found a better job type-wise, or?
So, okay, our first professor has been there for like 50 years, old 70-year-old dude, just quite like.
Old.
Yeah, yeah, and he retired. Mm-hmm. Understandably, makes he sense. Retired. The first weekend to school. So we met him, then he left. We were like, okay. So he left, and a girl who graduated 3 years ago came back to teach. Mm. And her,
like from that school?
Yeah, from the same school. From the same class. Her teacher was the professor that retired. Like,
and so she just literally took over.
Came back. Took over for about 6 weeks and then quit.
Damn. Are y'all that bad?
I'll be damn. No, we're really good. Like, she even told us, like, she really enjoyed us, like, as students. But we don't know what happened. She was a horrible instructor.
Maybe that's
why. Horrible instructor. We had no lectures, no nothing. She didn't.
But she's probably new.
She was new. But also didn't really do anything to, like, she didn't do anything. Which is all right. Like, as you can see, I'm pretty far along. I'm me along with five other guys or four other guys. Are like almost done with the final project of the year.
Damn.
Just because she, like, the way that she taught us, quote unquote, taught us, is just like, all right, start on the final project, and that's it. And, like, we didn't have any lectures, we didn't get taught how to just do the nothing. Project. We just, she handed us the schematic and was basically like, all right, have fun. And we just started working on it. And
damn.
So, yeah, and I've been doing that for about 3 months, which you saw the board. It's pretty done now and halfway, not bad. But, yeah, other than that, so this is a 2.5 year course, and I'm going to get my associates with it. And so I already told you my kind of first plan, or my second plan is to either move somewhere like Colorado or just move somewhere that I would like to live for a little while.
For a little bit, yeah.
Uh-huh. Move somewhere, because now the good thing with my degree is that I can go to anywhere, because there's airports literally.
Everywhere.
I can go to
literally
fucking Alaska if I wanted to. I can go anywhere. But that's the main thing why I'm really happy with my degree. And so yeah, my plan is to move somewhere down in Colorado, start living there for a little bit, be on my own, you know. And pretty much it. I'm hopefully this is me just like, you know, late night thinking, just like, what am I gonna do with my life? Maybe in like 10 years, start like my own little avionics company. And
company,
yeah, or not Damn. Company, like a small business, you know,
yeah,
going out to like private planes or just actual commercial airplanes, like that need specialized technicians to fix something, but yeah, something like that, hopefully.
Damn.
But yeah, so
that's what's good, man. That's what's good.
What about you?
Well, of course, I do HVAC technology, so it's pretty cool, not as exciting as yours, though.
Yeah, I'm working on planes, you're working on AC,
so I have kind of like two goals, too. So like the first one was, I have this friend who's, his dad has a company and he's handing it over to him. And Whoa. So he was wanting me to become like, what's like a, I guess the founder? What's beside him?
I think it's a, not a CEO, but a CFO.
Well, anyways, he wants me to partner with him. As I'm like signing it with me and stuff like that. So we're going to get partnered together and we're going to do like houses and stuff as like a company. So we're going to plan.
Of course.
And, but what we were wanting to do is expand it. So instead of just AC, we were going to do electrician and plumbing and everything, like expand it. So instead of just AC,
we kind of have everything. The entire degree field.
So that was plan one. But I was looking into Samsung.
Here, yeah, because you've been mentioning that to me recently.
And since I'm getting a bachelor's degree, since I already have my associate's, I get my bachelor's in HVAC technology. And so they start about, it's a little low for the beginning, right? It's about 50, 59, right? But since I'm getting my bachelor's, along if I'm with them for about 2 years, I could become a maintenance supervisor over there.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, like, these refrigeration areas.
Of course.
To where, like, they cool down the chips and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they start out, like, 79 to 80K, dude. So I'm like...
They start off?
Yeah, like, that supervisor area, it's, like, 79 to 80K.
Holy
shit. So I'm like,
holy...
So that's what I'm really aiming for.
Yeah.
Is become a supervisor over there. Because, I mean, apparently... So they came down to talk to us about it. And right now... I think it's Austin. Their Samsung plant, which is currently the biggest one in Taylorsville, and they have one of the biggest refrigeration areas for those chips. And they're and they're like, as soon as the Taylor one's done, Taylor's gonna be the new biggest one because it's two times or three times bigger than Austin's.
Which is so insane.
So I'm like, I think by the time I graduate, which is next year, that place.
Wait, what time when do you graduate?
It's supposed to be a 2-year course, but since I already have my associates, half those classes I've already taken, so they covered my credits. So I'm graduating next year.
Really?
I get my bachelor's and I'm done.
Huh.
Done with school.
Shit, I'm graduating spring of 2026.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Nah. Two and a half years.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 2-year course, but when I first started, I also go to TSTC, by the way.
Yeah.
Just not the one in his.
I go to a different town, and his is over here.
But, I was looking at my course, and they're like, yeah, you got rid of a whole year's worth of work because you've taken it all already.
That's
so
good.
So I'm literally just focusing on HVAC stuff. I'm not taking no math, no science, no none. I took it all already when I did
lucky
my...
Son of a...
And that's why they said the associates was the hardest degree, because you go back to learning math and the reading and all that.
Yeah, like, the main thing that's kicking my ass right now is English composition.
Oh, my God, man.
Are
you taking, like, 1301?
Yeah, 1301.
Oh, man, I did 1301, 1302, and 1305.
Really?
It was British comp, English, all kinds of shit, bro.
You did that at Legacy?
Yeah, and that's how I got my associates.
Damn.
But my God, I hated those because the essays, dude.
Yes.
The one in Taylor, it was terrible because we would have to do like 5,000 word essays. So they were huge, bro. They were huge.
Dude, I could not.
Now, we did take advantage of when ChatGPT first came out.
I use that too.
I'm not saying that right now.
I mean, I don't. I use it for reference.
We were the class who probably got that shit banned for a reason.
Oh, yeah. You guys. Because
when that
sure
first
did.
Came out, they had no restrictions, no nothing on it.
Yes.
So we use it. I use it heavily. Mm-hmm. So I'm like.
Oh, no. ChatGPT is a weapon. It is a.
Now, my sister, I'm not going to say what school she goes to or anything like that.
Yeah.
But she has something to where they have something where she pays somebody to do it for you.
Yeah, I think I heard.
And it's perfectly fine.
Isn't it like Edgy Bert? Like
I don't know what the app is.
Okay,
but
I've
she
heard
pays like good money, right? Because she's gonna be taking what I used to take. And again, they're heavy essays. So when she was in school, she paid someone $150.
Whoa!
To do 1,000-word essay, or it was like a 3,000-word essay, and they got her. And so she tells them what grade she wants, and they give her a price. They're like, okay, so since you want a 95, this is gonna be how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like almost $150.
But now, is that worth it? 96. I mean, I damn.
And she didn't have to do a damn thing but turn it in.
Damn.
They email her the whole thing. You just turn it in. And it's not plagiarism because they actually wrote it. So the teacher wouldn't know, did she write it or somebody else? I mean, it's... And then the thing is, you have to submit a couple of your things so they can see how you talk and how you use things. Yeah. So when they write your essay, it sounds like you.
You know, if you're good at writing essays, that's a pretty good gig
with
to
me,
have.
With me, I didn't like writing essays. Only some, but like when there was like on a boring story or something like that.
Yeah,
I didn't fucking know.
I understand like the hard story. But like if you're actually kind of...
I never did that.
No. I would never pay.
I wouldn't be able
to do that. That's why does it come down to being like worth it? Like, that's the thing. Like, is it worth it?
I mean, if you really don't know and you want 100, like let's just say you're failing and they're like, this final essay, you have to make 100. Uh-huh. I would pay someone $150.
Okay, honestly, yes. If I was failing and I need this, if this essay depended on my grade, whether I'm failing or passing, I'd pay.
It's pretty crazy. But, it's cool though, man.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I'm done with all that.
Don't have to seek
any more reading classes. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. I'm shortly aiming for Samsung, but my 80K is 80K. You know, I mean, that's the starting. I wonder what's the max. Mm-hmm. But that company is also, it sounds like a gold mine.
Oh, yeah. Samsung's a great place. Like I said, hell, going back 2.5 years ago, if you look back in some, I think episode 6 is when I talked about working at Samsung.
Yeah.
And, it's a really nice place.
Pretty cool.
And doesn't your brother work there?
He did, not anymore. He's back in Cali.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he took off back to California.
Oh, damn.
Regardless, though, I don't really have places to go. I have to stay here in Texas because HVAC is one of the biggest things in Texas because of the heat.
Or you can go to Florida.
The weather, bro.
Nah, it's even worse than down here. Yeah, so I don't really
mess with the hurricanes and all that.
But
it's a Samsung here, and I'm taking full advantage of that. I don't think people know, but that Samsung here near Austin, man. That's a gold mine.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Billions of people. Someone who has no idea what they want to do with their life in high school right now can be like, you know what? This is what I want to go to college for because Samsung's being built.
Yes.
And this thing's going to take probably, what, another year? Maybe two?
I think it's supposed to be finished in 2025. Like, okay. That's when it's supposed to, like, be open and workers supposed to go in it. It's supposed to be fully finished by either 2027 or 2028.
Man.
And, I mean, but again, it's how many acres? Like,
it's huge, dude. It's fucking huge.
Dude, it's massive.
Like, whatever Austin's is, they said it was, like, almost three times the size.
I think it's supposed to have 8,000 workers.
My biggest concern is, why Taylor?
You know, okay. So, you know how I worked for Taylor ISD?
Yeah.
And, of course, Taylor ISD is a big involver of anything that happens with
it's
Taylor.
Crazy, man. It's
so,
crazy.
I worked and I was front line, like, not interviewing, but doing research on Samsung, why they're coming to Taylor, why isn't that. And it's just because, one, the land. And two, the land's a little cheaper here than, of course,
it's
like
just
in
so
Austin,
much opportunity. Like, yes. It's really going to change the town.
Oh, my God. Okay, actually, how do you feel about that?
Okay, so I'm more like a business type dude.
Uh-huh.
Right now I am.
Of course.
I'm looking at it as anybody who owns any type of business, they have to come down here.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a big opportunity. Like, right now, all these houses are being built. So, movers right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Making a killing.
Absolutely.
Because they're moving people out here. Anybody who does, like, installs or fixing up homes, money right now is insane.
Yeah.
So I see it as, it's a good thing. You know, Taylor's going to probably expand huge.
Yes.
It's probably going to be like Hutto. I'm thinking it's going to be like Hutto.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen 79, but they're already adding a bridge over there.
Oh, yeah. No, I go down 79.
What the hell's going on,
I'm trying to fix the damn mic because you don't talking to it properly.
There. Is this better, bro?
Yes, so much better. God damn. Look how I'm holding it compared to how you're holding it.
I just talk like this, man.
Yeah,
I don't want to be too close because I feel like it's too loud.
No, yeah, it's not too loud.
But anyways, it's a big opportunity. I think it's going to be fucking awesome.
I was going to say, so okay. Yes, business standpoint, but now also a personal standpoint.
It is going to suck, though, because I'm so used to the small town.
And I love
knowing
the small
everybody.
Town. Yes.
And when gossip spreads, it spreads. Everybody knows.
Uh-huh, and plus, I'm able to walk to Walmart in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's the only
downside.
It's a
nice, quiet little town. You don't really hear too much things happening. Yeah, there's a few murders every once in like a couple of years, but it's still not bad.
It's nice to, you know. And the thing is, once you have something nice here, for example, like a car,
Yeah.
Everyone knows you by it.
Yes.
Everyone's going to know, oh, that's him. He's the only one in this town with a car.
The only person you have, the only one that has a green Dodge Challenger.
Here, Taylor, far, it's probably me.
Yeah, and but, especially the year.
But the thing is, I used to only have, I feel like I was the only one in town with a Challenger. Now I'm like, I'm seeing a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot more.
And oh, no, there's a lot of Challengers in Taylor.
Yeah, but back then, there wasn't as many. There was like, when I had one, yeah, there was a couple here.
Uh-huh.
But like people known you for which one you had.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing like
green
a lot. Like a lot. I'm seeing a lot more scats. I don't know if you've ever seen the Hellcats in Hutto.
Hell yeah.
There's a shit ton of them.
Dude,
now.
No. Okay, there's so I go pick up my girlfriend over there.
Dude, I've seen two Ferraris here.
Ferraris?
Two of them.
Ferraris.
Yes. And it's insane, dude.
The nicest car
I don't think they live here.
I doubt it. In Taylor.
but they're always by that bar area. I've seen two of them. Two Ferraris, bro. I've seen a beautiful red one. Again, these were like months apart, though. Because it was like almost 3 months ago, I saw a beautiful black one, dude. It was nice.
Really?
Hella nice.
Shit.
But they're just here. They're just chilling.
Probably the nicest cars that we have in Taylor, like maybe high up Mercedes. Like that's the main cars. But I see like this one Maserati, and that's like the only top nice car that I usually ever see.
Insane, man.
But like how you're saying though, I do feel like Taylor might become Hutto.
Either that or they're aiming for Austin.
Or no.
Like you know how Austin's more luxurious?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen downtown. You know where that bar is at? Speaking
of course.
There's a big old sign that says coming soon, and it looks like they're gonna fix up all of those buildings. There's like a tarp.
Oh damn.
And it says coming soon. And I forgot what date it was, but it looks like they're gonna build all those old buildings back up and fix them up.
Really?
Because that area is like populated, bro.
Oh, it's
on Fridays it gets packed.
Oh my! I mean, okay. I think every second Friday or every
something
second?
Like that. And and I know this car show that's coming.
It's 28th.
Supposed to be a super big one.
That's tomorrow.
Is it actually?
Yeah, the 28th.
It's supposed to be packed.
Bro. I was thinking about leaving tonight, but I might stay tomorrow.
It's going to be one of the nicest car shows we've ever had.
So, I can say it's supposed to be like one of the biggest and nicest ones.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. We'll see. We're really going to see like everything. So
yeah, it's going to be weird in like the next 5 years.
But I think it's going to be cool because we're going to have stuff to do now. Like yeah, Hutto, yeah, they're getting, they're building this movie theater, bowling alley, arcade place.
They are?
Yeah, it's like one big ass building. Huh, by Lowe's, speaking of it, they just built an academy over there.
I heard that they built
an academy. And then right in front of that academy, it's supposed to be that, it's like a movie theater, an arcade bowling alley.
Like when you're on 79,
they haven't started yet.
Oh,
but they cleared the land over there. I don't know if you've seen the academy, but they cleared even more land, and it's supposed to be right in front of the academy.
No way.
I think they're trying to build it like a little mall. You know how there's like a Target and all that?
Oh.
But I'm thinking that's what they're going to slowly start doing. Is they're going to build that bowling alley and then the academy and then more things. Hopefully. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. But that would be cool. Especially for just it being 20 minutes.
That'd be awesome, though. Just right across town.
You know, so far, the most exciting thing that I've in Taylor, we now have a UPS here.
Dude,
that's so much better.
It is cool.
I don't have to try
to Hutto no more.
To return something. But, what's it called?
Neat.
I
didn't even know we had one until the other day.
Really?
But apparently it's been there for a while.
Yeah, I would say it's probably been there for 2 months.
Do you know what's being built by HEB?
Behind it?
No, in front of it.
In front?
They have a little
building. Oh, yeah, Giffy Loop.
Really? That's what I've heard, but I'm like, why?
We don't need it.
Like, we have Walmart. If someone wants to go the cheap route.
Exactly. If you want to go the cheap route, if you want a good $50 to
$70. But to be fair, I go to Christian Brothers.
But you have a Challenger. You probably should. I have a 2014 Ford Fusion.
I took it to Walmart once, bro, and I told him don't put... I think they have SuperTech.
Yeah.
That's cheap fucking oil. I told him don't put it in my car, please. They put it in my car. So I'm like, fuck y'all.
You have to get your oil change like next month.
I told him, I was like, please don't put that in there. Because my sticker, they put a sticker on there of what they give you.
Yeah, of course.
And I always put Valvoline in it.
Yeah, I put Castro.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, yeah,
I always put Valvoline. I love Valvoline. And then they go, and then my sticker says ST. I was like, what does ST mean? So I look it up. It's like it's a SuperTech.
The Walmart brand.
I'm like,
of
you
oil.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah,
they put that in there.
I always get, of course, high synthetic because I have miles. I have 188,000 miles in my car.
She's pushing.
She is pushing. She got two wheels in the grave.
I was going to get an Audi.
Really?
It was supposed to be last week.
What?
I was going to get an Audi. It was a beautiful 2018 Audi. I was going to trade it in.
No.
And it was for a cheaper payment. And I was actually going to get a cheaper payment.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? Screw the Audi. Let's just get an exhaust kit. So I put an exhaust kit on my car.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, when did you do this?
You didn't hear it? Like, when I pulled in, you didn't think it was
loud? I had a problem.
It was pretty loud. But I think it was last Friday.
Damn.
I was good. I had a whole appointment ready to go check out this Audi. It was a badass Audi. It was
what? Beautiful. What year? I mean, what model?
It was like an A7, something like that.
Oh yeah.
I still have it on my phone. It was from CarMax. It was used. It wasn't brand new, of course. I couldn't afford it. It was
a brand new. I can say one. A brand new A7.
It was an A something. It was a 4-door though.
Oh.
Is it an A7?
Yes.
Or A16? Yeah. It was an A16. I know it was A-something. It was an A-something.
You're probably thinking A6 coupe. Was it a coupe or a
sedan? No, it was a 4-door.
I guess. It's probably A7.
Anyways, it was yes. It's kind of the color of your walls. This gray color. It had a beautiful sunroof. It was tinted. It was nice. It was badass.
Damn.
And I was thinking about trading in my car because my car is so high in payment. And this Audi was kind of cheap. It had 50-something thousand miles on it. And my car now has 25, so yeah, it kind of doubled.
Oh, that I mean, not
but,
bad.
But hey, I was like, it's not bad for a 2018. Beautiful little Audi. But I was like, nah, I can't trade in my car. I love my car. So
yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure you love
that. I'm really thinking about getting a Scout or an SS. Thinking about getting an SS now, so we'll see though. We'll see.
Okay. Do you want another car that I'm planning on getting next once this Ford Fusion
gives out?
Yep.
Let's see, what is it?
Okay. Have you heard of this? It's called Aptura.
Aptura. Is that the one with the A in front of the car? It has like that fancy looking A.
I think it does. It's brand new. Like they just
like a new brand.
New brand. Brand. Oh, yeah, brand.
I definitely would not know it.
Okay, it's a solar powered electric car, and it's super cheap to own, super cheap to maintenance.
Well, yeah, because no one knows about it yet.
Exactly. Well, good point. So this is how it looks. For everybody that's watching YouTube, I'll throw it up on the screen.
There's no way.
Yep. And okay, there's already people like reviewing it. There's already,
I've never
like,
seen that on the street.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it's not even out yet. Like, they're still in production, but it's coming to life. It is in fruition. But
that's
it's
how it looks, though?
Yeah, that's how it looks. It's three-wheeled. Aptura.
That is so weird.
It's so weird?
Why
but
do you
I don't
want
hate
one?
It. It's weird, but I don't hate it. Because imagine seeing it on the road, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
I would stare at it like, what the fuck is that?
But okay, again, it doesn't, it looks cool,
it
but it
looks
doesn't look
weird.
Cool. It looks bad. It's like,
that's some like 2050 type shit.
Yeah, no, it really is some futuristic stuff. It's got a pretty big trunk. Guess how much?
Since it's new, maybe like 30.
35,000.
Hey, I was close.
Yeah,
I was
really close. Sure. So, I mean, for different...
35? That's not bad.
Not at
all. But the problem is you're going to be the test dummy of the car.
Yes.
That's what y'all are.
That's my thing. So it should be coming out next year, like officially fully production
released. And it's called what?
Aptura.
Aptura.
A-P-E-R.
Shout out to Aptura with your weird ass looking car.
Please. A-P-T-E-R-A. Yeah. Aptura. Super cool. Huh. Solar powered.
And who told you about this?
Donut Media. Have you seen them on YouTube?
I have not.
Dude,
Donut Media.
Yeah, it's a car. Dude, you would actually love it. It's a really
good
car.
You know who I watch? He doesn't review cars. Mm. But he fucks with them. Have you heard of Redneck Science?
Of course I've heard of Redneck
Science. That's who I watch. That's the only dude I watch.
Really?
But, when it comes to cars, at least.
If you like him, watch Donut Media. I fucking love it. They don't review cars, but they like build, work on their
own. Like they fuck with them too?
Yeah, they fuck with them too. Yeah, Donut Media is great. But they reviewed this one, and it was really nice inside. It looked like it looked really cool, and it's just
35.
Really, it's futuristic. 35 for the
and
lowest
And it's solar powered.
Solar powered. Hey, okay. It's not directly, it's an electric car, so you can plug it into like a 120 volt
right.
And still plug it in. But you can get up to like 40 miles a day.
Fuck.
And dude, if I live in Taylor while I have the car, literally 40 miles.
So you don't ever have to.
For free. 40 miles a day if it's just sitting in the sun. So that means like if I leave my car out and like for 3 days.
So it charges.
It charges.
So you don't have to ever.
Yes.
So you don't really have to plug it in.
You don't really have to. If you're not going to, like, again, if you live in Taylor where you can go to Walmart in, like, 5 minutes after driving.
Yeah.
You literally never have to pay for anything. You never
charge. Maybe they're onto something. Maybe they're onto
That's
something.
The thing. They're but
what are you going to do when it's raining? Like, you know how for this past day.
Plug it into
day?
The wall. Plug it into the wall. Yeah. And it's completely still. Like, I can plug it into just the 120 volt and it'll charge in, like, 3 hours.
How long is the battery life on this thing?
400 miles.
That's not
I mean, because, okay, it looks weird. Yes, it looks weird. But again, I'll throw it back up on the screen. That's super aerodynamic.
It
super
looks so aerodynamic. Weird.
It doesn't
it's,
look.
Is it a coupe?
Yeah, it's a coupe. It's a coupe, and all that right there is trunk space.
It should look like something you see on Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It does.
It's a cat in the hat.
Or like the Jetsons meets 2023.
Well, that's a Cat in the Hat fucking car right there. You seen that? I don't know if you ever seen Cat in the Hat.
The live action one, kind of?
Like the actual movie.
Yeah, no, of course. I have the DVD.
Oh, the original one?
Of the original
one. Have you seen it to where like he calls over his car and it's a Hummer and he takes it off and the car is...
And it's like a weird, like,
yeah, that's exactly how that looks, okay, bro. That's motherfucker look like, yeah, that. Right.
That's exactly how I hate how you because I can see it now. And again, you like to open the door because you see no handle, open the door.
Some, what are those called? Fucking, what are those type of doors called?
Glowings?
No, you know how they go all the way up?
Yeah, they show glowings.
No, they call them something else.
Butterfly?
Is it butterfly doors?
Like, okay, are you talking about those wings?
Yeah, how they go up.
Yeah, let's go to a glowing door.
But what do they call them from Lamborghinis and all that when they go up like that?
Glowing.
No, they don't.
Hey, Siri?
I swear it's like butterfly.
Show me a picture of the glowing door on a car.
What's the nickname for it, though?
Butterfly.
Okay, it's a butterfly. It's a butterfly. Never mind, Siri.
No, don't tell him. Never mind. No! Damn it.
What phone do you got?
iPhone 13.
I actually got the 15.
You got the...
I got the pull 15,
it out,
bro.
Pull it right now.
It's dirty, though.
It's dirty? What the fuck? Are you saying, like, oh, it's just dirty?
But I got the blue one. Titanium.
Ooh. This is nice.
But apparently, there's so many problems with it, apparently.
Do you have problems with it?
I don't. Mine doesn't, but...
People who aren't
versed... Got the Type-C and shit.
Of course.
It's pretty neat. It's a cool phone.
People who aren't versed in, like, the phone world, there's problems with it, but that's... Yes, it's a
new
phone.
Heard that it gets super hot and shit like that.
Has your phone gotten super hot?
No, exactly. It hasn't.
There's rare anomalies.
I went to my first NFL game, and check out the videos I got on... Like,
this camera's insane.
Dude, it looks like I was literally...
Hell, even... Okay... Did I tell you I went to my first concert yesterday? 2 days ago.
Who did you go see?
Suicide Boys.
Oh, they were good.
Yeah, dude.
It's like the whole band?
It's just the two guys, but they had a whole 7 people lineup.
Fuck.
Yeah, me and Savannah went. It's our first time going to a concert, like, ever. So, we went over to the Moody Center. But, yeah, let me see this
video. Like, that's how they look.
Oh, my God.
It looks like I'm watching it,
dude,
on the fucking
what?
TV.
Dude, what? That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looks like you're...
And then, like, man, I got some pretty good gameplay.
Holy shit. That's insanely good.
This one's the one that zooms out a little bit. But I got some pretty good ones.
That looks like they filmed it and put it on TV.
Yeah, it looks
that
good.
That right
huh?
there looks like they filmed it. Send that to me. I'll put it on
YouTube. But I fucked with it. It was real cool, man. This camera's good. And then, like, the night mode on it, when it's really dark outside, it's really good.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's
really good. So, it's pretty cool.
iPhone's pretty good. Like, of course, everyone knows their cameras are good, but I really do like their new products that are coming out.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Apple Quest? I think it's, like, the Apple Quest. Oh, no, the Apple Vision Pro?
I have not. Oh, yeah, I have. It's, like, the fucking VR thing.
Yeah, but
it's
augmented.
I have. I've seen it.
I kind of maybe want one of those.
But I'm, like, if that's your phone... Mm-hmm. And you have to put that on. What if you're walking? I mean, I get they have the background to where you can see the background
shit.
But I'm like, what if you have to send a text message while you're walking?
Tell Siri.
I guess, but you can't put emojis. Because every time you say, like, put a heart, it literally says put a heart. It doesn't
I can say, here.
I've done it before on my, like, on my phone, on my Apple Watch.
No,
like, all right.
I bet I can do it.
I'm like, Siri, put a heart. And it says, and then I read it and it actually says,
hey Siri, text Diego. Text Diego. Say, put a heart emoji. No, not. Hang on. No,
oh, it did work.
Put a smiley face emoji.
That's crazy.
See, I'm telling you, it can do that.
I wonder why yours does that.
Because, like, I don't get better.
Every time I do it, it fucking says the whole word. Put a fart. Right. Or put, like, a face emoji.
We've been recording for 40 minutes, and we've just been waffling about random shit. Maybe we should say some actual stories.
All right, I'll tell you this bunny one, all right?
Bunny?
A bunny one. So this is like a downfall on me, okay?
A downfall?
So one day, bro, we were going to my friend. His name is Chris. We were on his ranch, and he has a shit ton of chickens, right?
Yeah.
Like chickens. So we go in his coop because we're collecting eggs, and I feel something on the bottom of my foot.
Oh?
And I'm like, oh, fuck. So we thought it was a snake in the coop. So he runs to go get his shotgun to, you know, kill the fucking snake.
Wait, so you feel something, but you didn't, like...
It's moving, right? So we grab the shotgun, like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
and we're like,
all right,
bro,
no.
Let's dig it out. So we grab a shovel and we start digging, and it's a whole nest of baby bunnies. And apparently they dig on the fucking floor.
I didn't realize that
they
dug under.
Do that. And so we're like, oh, good thing we didn't shoot him, right? So we're looking at these bunnies. And, bro, before anything, I was stomping before...
Diego!
But I didn't kill any of them.
Okay.
I didn't kill any
just
of them.
Just one smushed the arms.
But one of them had a bloody nose. We're like, oh, fuck,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
So I actually grab it and I start taking care of it. And it's a baby. I mean, like, this
tiny,
big.
Tiny.
It's small. So everyone's like, oh, they're going to die. You just grabbed it to kill it. And this and that, right?
Yeah.
And it's a cottontail bunny. It's ones you see outside.
Oh, yeah.
So I started feeding it kitten milk and everything. And to this day, I still have it. It's a big ass bunny.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
It was a long
time. Wait, so you've had a bunny for how long? I guess 2.5 years since we last talked.
No. It's been like maybe a year from those 2.5 years.
You're kidding.
It's probably been a couple months I've had it.
I can't believe I've never.
Bro, and the reason why I say it was my downfall is because everyone kept saying, you're going to kill it. You don't know how to raise it. You don't know how to do anything. Bro, I mean, by looking up social media shit, making sure I get the right food for this thing and everything, I've raised it since it's a baby to its age right now.
No way.
It's a beautiful little cottontail bunny.
What?
Well, just like the outside ones.
Do you have a picture of it?
I don't.
What?
But I can send you a picture later. Okay, yeah. So you can see it on the screen.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, I'll throw it up on YouTube.
It's technically Angelina's bunny.
Yeah.
I got it for her, so she kind of takes care of it at the same time. Mm. But I raised it from the struggles. I really thought it was going to die. So apparently when they said when a baby bunny has a bloody nose, it's dying.
Really?
But I fucking raised the damn thing, so I was like, I guess it wasn't dying.
I guess it just had allergies.
But I can send you a picture. It's a really cute little bunny. It's in the cage all day, though.
Interesting.
But it runs fast as hell. Like,
really?
Super fast. When it was a baby,
it
ran.
It's a rabbit. Yeah,
it's super fast.
I can imagine.
And now we can't really let it out. And I know it's kind of sad, but as a baby, we used to let it out and it used to run. It used to hop. But, man, when you let it out now,
it will go.
It fucking runs around the whole house. Like, it doesn't.
Oh, around the entire house.
The whole house. It just runs, bro. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think it's because it's in the cage all day. Because eventually, if we leave the cage door open, it responds to food. So, like, if I shake its bag, it knows it goes about to get food.
Yeah, of course.
But, dude, I have, like, 3 dogs. So I can't.
Oh, I didn't.
My dog
is
cool with it. But my mom has a dog, and my sister has a dog now. And we were like, we're not trying to have a whole fucking
a feast. For them. Yeah,
yeah. So we don't let it out that much, but it's a cute little bunny.
Ah, that's cool. What's his name?
So the problem is we don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
So you've never named it yet?
We just call it Bun Bun.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's all we call it. It's because we don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, how the fuck are
you
supposed to know?
You haven't checked in the hood yet?
I guess. Nah, it didn't let us when it was a baby.
Really?
It used to get mad, so we just left it alone.
Fair.
But it's a cool little bunny. We try to go off like its face because they said the boys have a bigger face.
I was gonna
but say, it looks the fucking same.
It does?
It's looked the same.
Damn.
So maybe it's a girl, but I don't know. It looks just like all the other bunnies out there.
I can't believe you took it in.
Me neither, bro.
I'm surprised.
And I mean, we were holding it, bro. We had no cage, no nothing for it. I took it in to Tractor Supply like that.
You're kidding.
And we were looking for cages, and I was like, you know what? I need to put it in something.
Yes.
So I decided to ask them for a chicken box. Because when you buy a chicken over there, they give you a little box.
Yeah, the little box.
And we were thinking about putting it in a bowl at first.
A bowl?
Like with their metal fucking bowls. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to ask for a box.
Yeah.
And they're like, why do you want a box? And I showed them my arm. It's like this small ass baby bunny. I thought, oh my God, okay, we can put it in a box for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we bought a cage for it like a long time ago. We bought him a small cage, and now it's in a bigger cage. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I can say, how big is it now compared to when it was small?
From now it was like this fucking small, but now it's kind of like the phone size of a phone.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this size. It's a good size, but it isn't big. It isn't huge.
And I mean, it's only a year old too.
It's cute. Apparently, online they said they only lasted 12 months.
12
But I'm
months.
Thinking it's because maybe they're calculating of them getting hit on the road and them eating.
In the wild.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's probably like
I think their average lifespan is 12 months. I'm like, is it calculating them getting hit and getting eaten?
Yeah,
or is it just 12 months? Because mine's still living fucking fine.
Yeah, yours is doing
so
great.
So I don't know how
I'm sure
how
when they
research.
Have like consistent food, they're being fed.
Yeah, because raccoon's average lifespan is also 12 months. And I'm like, is it because they're counting them getting killed and eaten and shit like that? Yeah. Or is it they actually only live 12 months?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, of course, in the wildlife, there's so many variables that could just
But it's a cute
them.
Bunny, dude. It's cool. I recommend anyone who can grab a baby fucking bunny,
what
do
the
it. But
where are we going to find a bunny?
Another thing was, bro, on every website I've read about information about them, they said if you're inexperienced or not a pro at raising animals, you're going to kill it. Yeah, that it's gonna be. They're one of the hardest bunnies to take care of.
What?
To me, it was a fucking. It's like any other pet.
Yeah.
I fed it 2 times a day. Now 3 times a day. Every time I fed it, it was 2 bowls of kitten milk. I didn't get it on water for the longest because it says as a bunny, baby bunny, they were only supposed to drink milk.
What's?
So as a substitute for the mom's milk is just cat kitten milk. Yeah. So I went to Walmart, bought some kitten milk, and I couldn't bottle feed it.
Where did you? They sell kitten.
They sell kitten milk.
Was in the freezer next to like boarded.
It's actually hot. They have to be room temperature. When you open it though, you have to put it in the fridge.
Oh, I was gonna say.
But you can't. The problem is with baby bunnies, you can't bottle feed them. You have to put it in a cap. In a cap. So we had this small candle, right? Uh-huh. And so we took the lid off of it. And we poured it in there. We just gave it to it. And that's how we fed the damn thing. And then it wasn't until like 3 months in when it started hopping. And so when it started hopping, that's when you can start giving it water, still leave it on the milk, and then start giving it soft food.
Yeah.
So that's what I did, man. And sure shit, thing is still alive.
Still alive.
I don't know what to do with it, though.
It just sits there.
Like, at night, it freaks the fuck out. It just starts running in circles in its cage and shit like that.
What the hell?
It just gets the zoomies.
I was going to say, like, dog gets the zoomies.
It sleeps all day, and then it zooms all at night.
That's so weird. Can you hear, like...
Dude, it's loud. And then it starts nibbling on the cage. And I know... I don't know if anyone who's watching this is an animal enthusiast, but usually when hamsters and all of them start chewing on the cage, it means because they're bored.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give it toys and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need like bunny toys.
And but I don't know if we can put carrots? A whole nother bunny in there.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
What if it like scratch?
That's what I'm saying. And it's a stray bunny. It's not like an average like pet bunny. Yeah, it's not domesticated. But
I guess, keep in mind,
I raise it since it was a baby. Saying,
no, every bunny is domesticated or wild until it's domesticated.
Right.
And yours has been domesticated from birth.
Yeah.
And
it's probably I probably grabbed it like when it was a month old.
Yeah, not even.
Because the eyes were open though, and they could move.
Oh, eyes are open.
It just didn't hop. And usually in the bunny community, if a bunny doesn't hop, it's probably like less than 2 months old.
Yeah.
So it's probably a month old.
Really?
So it was cute, dude. There was like five of them in that nest.
I was just saying, but they all
scattered. They all scattered.
But the one
with the bloody nose, it looked like it was dazed. So I was like, oh shit, maybe
he cursed on him.
Dude, I thought it was a fucking snake. I'm just glad I'd rather have something than fucking shot a slug at him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So
he just bird shot.
We thought it was a goddamn snake, bro. The way it was moving, I was like, bro, I think there's a snake underneath me. So we were like, you know what? Before we shoot it, let's dig it up.
Yeah.
And we digged it up, and it was a whole nest. It was like five of them. Damn. They all looked at us. I went down to pet them, and they just dashed. They took off.
Was the mom there?
No, the mom wasn't there.
Oh, shit.
And I'm thinking maybe it's still building the nest because it was a small little nest. Apparently, they get bigger.
Yeah.
The thing that I did mess up on, though, is when you get a baby bunny, you're supposed to take the original hay from the nest.
That's what I was thinking.
To keep it from, like, to make it feel like home.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel like that mother put the nest in the wrong spot because chickens eat bunnies.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what the fuck? They do?
It says chickens eat baby bunnies.
Chickens eat baby
bunnies? Yeah, chickens.
I'm fact checking this.
Hey, so I'm just like, maybe the bunny put it in the wrong fucking spot. It's chickens weird. Maybe they don't eat them, but I know they kill them.
Hey, Siri. Do chickens kill baby bunnies? My chicken ate my baby rabbits is the first Reddit feed that I get. The chickens will kill and eat the baby bunnies.
Yes, they eat them.
What?
So I'm like, why would a mom bunny put a nest in the middle of a
suicide mission?
I mean, inside in the middle of a chicken coop.
Yeah, that's horrendous.
So I'm like, why? What's the whole point of time? I kind of saved the bunny's life.
Yeah, you saved the life.
Yeah.
You saved the life. And I'm sure when those baby bunnies ran off, they probably didn't.
Maybe. But I'm thinking maybe the mom got a hold of them because they were crying really loud.
So
I'm pretty sure the mom could hear them crying.
Aren't rabbits like super loud?
Yeah, they're loud.
Oh,
so, but they're screet. It's like a real loud screech. So I thought, but I'm like, how the fuck is a bunny going to attack me? Are they going to kick me? Like, well, how do bunnies attack?
They nibble.
You know what I mean? So I wasn't really afraid of it. I was mostly scared that I killed it. So I was like, you know what?
I'm going to take this one
in.
I'm going to
take it in and try to raise it. And I fucking raised it. So it's cool.
Damn.
Nice little cottontail bunny.
Damn. There you go.
My life story, man.
I can say the longest pet I've ever had was Timmy the Turtle. Remember him?
I don't. He used to have a turtle?
Yeah, he used to have a turtle. When we were filming, we had a turtle.
Really?
Yeah, remember he would be in the garage. He smelled the garage up and everything. You don't remember that?
I don't.
I think I have early stage
Alzheimer's, bro.
Do you have dementia? I have dementia. 18?
Because I don't even remember buying this.
I'm
19, by the way.
Oh, shit, my bad.
No, I'm just kidding. I am 19, but
oh, okay.
I'm about to be 20 in January.
What the
fuck? I'm old,
dude,
bro.
Dude, you're old. I'm 18.
No, I'm fucking old.
That's crazy. How old is Angelina?
She's 21 now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fair. Yeah. Damn.
Pretty cool.
So, but yeah, no, I had Timmy the Turtle for like 5 years. We just let him go.
You let him go?
Yeah, we let him go.
Like you just threw him?
No, I took a, like how, I got the shotgun.
For real?
No, I know, you asshole. I took him down to Murphy, and I have a video of him.
He just took off?
Mm-hmm, yeah, my ex filmed me, like, putting him, sending him off, and
speaking of a turtle, so you know how I drive a forklift all day, right?
Yeah.
We saw an empty turtle shell.
Wait, where? Because you work at Lowe's.
Yeah, I was like,
where?
So we have this area. We have this area outside the lumberyard to where we bring the wood inside,
mm-hmm.
and it was an empty turtle shell. We picked it up.
What the fuck? Turtles don't molt their shell. I mean, not
but
to
there
that
were
degree.
Bones in it. It wasn't like the whole body, but there was a couple bones in it. So I was like, I wonder if they do mold or something.
No, that's the thing. They don't. Something just killed it and ate it from the inside out.
Maybe it was. Damn. But later that day, it fell out of the forklift and ran it over, and it didn't break into a million pieces. It just has a big ass crack in the middle.
Dude, that's insane.
So that thing, even when the thing is dead, it's still like a strong ass shell.
Yeah, because all that is just calcification.
And I mean, dude, those forklifts are heavy. They're meant to pick up heavy shit. And we ran it over, and it didn't shatter. It just has a big ass crack.
Did it like?
No, it was like a fucking bump. Like, you know when you hit a ski bump? Yeah. That's kind of how it was. It just went up a little bit. We destroyed it. And we looked down, and it just has a little big ass crack in the middle. But it's still one piece.
Okay, if there's an actual turtle in there, it would have lived?
It would have lived.
Bam.
So I'm like, those things are strong. Huh. So I'm like, I guess when people run them over in cars, maybe it doesn't kill them. Maybe it just destroys. Maybe it damages the shell, but it doesn't kill them all the way.
You just remind me of something.
What did you do, run over a turtle?
Oh, fuck. This was, had to be 4 months ago.
Oh, shit. Recent.
Yeah, recent. I was driving down, it's not 95. When you're heading up into Hutto, that road that leads through Hall and Barlin and Grange.
No idea, but sure.
Yeah, I mean, 379. 379.
Oh, 379.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was coming back down from 379.
There's a turtle over there?
Yeah, in the middle of the field. Cornfield to the left, cornfield to the right with cows in it. Like,
there's not even a fucking pond over there.
There's not even water. It was the middle of the summer, like 105 degrees. No ounce of water.
You fucking ran over a dinosaur.
That's a dinosaur. That's a zombie turtle. No, so I remember I was driving and I had my axe in the car because I remember I heard the and then I was
like, you crushed it, dude.
Okay, here's the thing. I was driving. I think I was talking to her and I was looking at her talking to her. I looked back to the road and I was like, there's something in my lane. And I couldn't hit it, or I couldn't swerve out of the way in time because there was a car next to me. And so I just remember going, like, fuck, I'm about to hit it.
Dude, those things caused damage to the car.
I mean, it didn't cause damage, but it sounded like I lost both my tires on the right side.
Holy
it sounded
fuck.
Like, doo, 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 boom.
They're hard, dude. Like hitting a fucking
rock. It's insane.
Rock.
No, I couldn't tell at first if I hit a board. Well, okay.
You thought
I
it was
could
a boulder?
Tell. But I looked at her and was like, I hit a board. I just hit a wood board because I didn't want to tell. Like, I just murdered a turtle.
I just fucking destroyed a turtle.
And they used to save turtles too. So like, so I couldn't be like, yeah, I just did.
I just absolutely flattened the fuck out of this turtle.
I just turned the turtle into dust. No, I was going 80 down the highway in my little Ford Fusion and just gone. And I don't know why that's the story. I know why.
Did you go back and look at it?
No. I kept going.
So it could have survived.
But by the sound of it, it didn't fucking survive, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's probably dead.
It's most likely.
This reminds me of another different story. I guess I do have a couple of stories. Kind of the same thing, but it has no idea. It has nothing to do with the turtle.
Yeah.
But there was this dude, right? The other day I was driving. This was recent, like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
it just happened. I was driving and I was going like 80, dude. And this big ass diesel cuts me off and
what is it with big diesel trucks? They're dickheads. They're fucking smug.
They really are.
When we were driving to the movie center, and this just happened 2 days ago, I'm there's an exit lane that
they think they're the shit or something.
They think they're so fucking smug. This guy, I'm telling you, I was holding my now girlfriend's hand, and I fucking because he did this. I was trying to get in because when I was in Austin traffic, it was a fuck situation.
I want
to
hear.
Like 5 p.m. I'm driving, so I'm in, like, the middle lane. I need to get over to the right because then it veers off to an exit.
Right.
This big diesel truck. I'm in front of a...
Veers off to an exit. Is that that one road where, like, you merge and you have to turn and there's, like, that light right there? I think I know what road you're talking about. Is it in Austin, though?
Okay, no, actually, I think it's... So, when you're going toward UT campus, it's, like, a four-lane highway that splits
okay,
off.
Okay, no, yeah,
yeah,
I gotcha, so you. Gotcha. But this kind of happened to me, too. Mm-hmm. I think what you're getting at.
Yeah, yeah.
I have two stories now.
Okay. First, not to kick you off, but I'm telling you, I was in my lane, and I had my blinker on, and I'm like, dude, please let me in.
I think we experienced the same shit.
I had enough
room. And he sped
room.
Up?
Yes!
Oh, my God, bro.
I had just enough room. I had just enough room to, like, kind of tweak my car into it, and as I was about to, he speeds up
like a dick.
And as he speeds up next to me, he has his arm hanging out the window, and, like, he winks at me as he drives by. I swear to God, if I had a gun in my center console... I blocked him. Livid. Because the way he looked at me, winked, and then like drove off. You bitch.
I'm telling you, you need a car like mine.
I do.
So something kind of happened to me like that the other day. Mm-hmm. This was probably even more sooner than this 2 week one. It happened, I think it was like 2 days ago as well. I think it happened at the same fucking time as us. Yeah. Is it still on?
Keep talking, my camera.
So we were going to Austin to my girl's family's house, and a dude cuts me off, and he speeds up. I mean, no, he didn't cut me off. I'm sorry. I'm trying to merge into the lane.
Yeah, we're trying to merge
into the lane. And I have my light on, and he starts to speed up. So I'm like, all right, motherfucker. So I speed up twice as fast as him, and I cut him off because he's fucking sped up.
Yeah.
And he's on my ass the whole time, bro.
Of course
he is. So I have to merge into him, right? And there's this you ever seen, like, to where you're merging off a bridge and there's a yield sign?
Yes.
So that's kind of how it was. So I had to stop, of course, and he's already on my ass. And, bro, as soon as I'm clear, I bolt. I hit, like, 110, just gone.
Go.
So this motherfucker, of course, can't catch up to me. He's in a diesel. Uh-huh. But I'm gone, dude. I'm, like, 115. And I'm like, that's what you fucking get, dude, for trying to, for some reason, go in front of me.
Be an asshole.
He tried to speed up, so I took off, dude.
They're so much better because they're in this big, loud truck. I would run you off the fuck.
He tried to catch up. Like, he sped up to try to, like, do the same thing what that guy did to you. Yeah. But I fucking sped up and I cut him off. I was like, don't fucking try to speed up on me, dude.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he wasn't successful with it. But I don't know why they do that.
I mean, the audacity to just be such an asshole. I mean,
they're rude, man. And then the first story, what happened was, kind of the same thing, right? I was trying to, no, I was just going straight. And this dude cuts me off, and the back of his truck's open, and a metal bowl comes flying at me.
Bowl?
Yeah.
A dog bowl?
I don't know what it was. It was just, to me, it looked like a metal regular fucking bowl, or a bucket. Maybe it was a bucket. And I swerved for it not to hit my glass. And I don't know if you've seen the dent on my door, but when I try to swerve, it still hit my door.
Oh.
So I have to do a paint job on my door and fix it.
I would lose my mind.
I was going to work and I was already late, so I was like, I don't have time to really chase this fucking dude. But I have a good scratch on my door. There's a little dent on it, but it hit it really hard, dude. It's like a gun fucking hit my goddamn door,
dude. When I'm telling, I scratched my car in accident one time.
I just gave up, man. I'm just like,
I at that point I would have just accepted my defeat because you can't do anything. But I scratched my car. I was
The problem is, the more you want to take care of your car, the more shit happens.
Exactly.
So I just gave up. I'm like, every time I scratch my car, I'm just like, it's whatever.
No, I'm at the point too. Like somebody hit their car at my door, and
bro, dude, an old lady did that to me the other day. It was an old
fucking
lady,
bitch.
And we were in the car.
Oh, you were in the car,
sitting there.
I would have got out, like, ma'am.
We were sitting there. We go out, and she opens her door, like she fucking just swings it open, and it hits my door, and she looks at me. And I get my windows down, and she looks at me, and she's like, I'm sorry. And I just wanted to tell her, you got that insurance?
Yeah, motherfucker.
But I come out, and I look. There was no damage to my door.
Oh, there's
but
nothing?
But she swing hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at her. I'm like, it's okay. In reality, I just wanted to glock an old bitch, bro. I'm telling you.
Hell.
I mean, I get you're old. You're like a damn dinosaur, bro. But come on,
still,
man.
Still, you think of it when you're old.
And her car was
door.
Like an old car, so I'm like, of course she wouldn't care.
Yeah, of course.
But hitting somebody with a $45,000
nice
fucking car,
yeah,
you're just going to swing a door and smack into it.
And they have no...
And I'm watching her. I'm like, oh, she's not going to hit my door. Surely not.
Sure.
And she fucking swings it open, and she hits it. And, I mean, it hit it hard, but there was no scratch,
nothing
on there.
Damn.
But I'm like, this motherfucking lady really didn't care.
You're not, like, observing your surroundings?
I just wanted to just, like, oh, I'm fine, but I need that insurance card. You know what I mean?
Dude.
But it was nothing on it. I was in a good mood. So
yeah,
like, oh, it's all right.
Fine.
But I'm like, but now I park in the very back of HEB.
No, me too.
Like, I don't take any chances.
I don't even try at this point.
And
I just
put my DoorDash, my fucking cam back in my car.
Yeah.
My dash cam. That's what I'm trying to say. Goddamn. I have to put that back in my car because I'm tired of this shit. Because I feel like if that bucket hole incident would have happened and I had it on camera, I think I probably would have got his license plate.
Oh, yeah,
I probably would have
sure.
had it covered.
Oh, but yeah.
I definitely need to put it back in my car.
Damn.
But yeah, dude.
Dude, no,
like
yeah,
back
I was gonna
to
say,
back.
I'm the same way now. Like, I looked at my car literally yesterday, when I was picking up my,
You fucking scratched it.
Yeah, me and Savannah were doing something, and I looked and I was like, what the fuck? You don't believe
it.
You
give it that good thumb, fucking.
Yeah, I was like, you don't believe it at first. So you like, lick your
you
thumb, kind
of
like hanging
it off,
like that's not real. And then it looks like it wasn't like a like the door corner, but it was like the like a rounded edge of the door kind of hit my car and maybe.
What'd you hit
it on? It was close enough. No, it wasn't mine. It looked like in the middle of my door panel.
Like, oh, like somebody
door.
Hit it.
Yeah. And it didn't like, it just kind of scraped. It was so perfectly far away from my door.
Yeah,
or
somebody
it still
hit
like
it.
Hit it. And so I have like, it's like almost like the paint was pushed or something. But like, and I have like this hard kind of line It's like my clear cut almost.
Like with mine, you can see it. It's just it hit it.
I mean, you have a green car too.
Like so a sure. bullet, bro. Like, and like it went all the way down to the metal. You can see it.
Oh, your rear is like fucking steel.
Bullet hit me.
God but, damn.
I bought the paint. I have primer. I have clear coat. I bought all kinds of shit.
And it dinged it though. Like do you have to like try to fix the metal?
It has a small
or?
Ding. Yeah, I have to. But I want to paint it first, then get the ding out.
Yeah.
The problem is touch it up paint is hard as fuck to put on. I do not know how to put it on.
I can do it. I can do it. I do it on my car. I have a paint pen. I don't know if that's different.
Mine's a brush.
It's a whole ass brush.
Like, you know, like a nail polish brush?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing I have.
Let me see.
Swear to God, look.
And hey, you did it right?
I do right. Have you seen any scratches?
How do you do it?
On my car at all. So, I mean, nothing crazy. It's just you kind of paint it on. Hey, look, is it something like this?
No, mine's in a bottle, but I've seen this one on the video.
Yeah,
I was how to do it because I looked up like 1,000 videos how to.
Fuck of course, of course. When yeah, something like that happens to you, that's the clear cut. Watch out.
Well, mine doesn't have a brush like this though.
Other side is the paint. Here, I'll show you.
I've never seen a video, and then you were able to unscrew it off, and you have a fucking
yeah.
You have the pin.
You shake I've seen it that. First, and then so this is to like get rust off if you know really old car. God damn.
Mine hasn't developed rust yet, but it's pretty bad. Damn, dude!
Damn, what did I do last time with this? Fucking super glue it on?
Not the teeth. Dude.
What the fuck? What the hell happened? I think it may just dried up so hard that I can't even...
But it has the brush?
Like, yeah,
like has, a nail polish
like nail polish, but like just like
did you use fibers. It?
Oh, this thing is empty.
But did you use the brush or did you use the pin?
The brush.
And you did it right?
Oh, all the time.
Like, how perfect?
Have you seen anything on my car?
Up close, can you notice it though?
No. I mean, of course, it's older color and sun bleached and all that. So it you can tell if there's a different shade of paint, but for yours, it might be exactly the same.
The problem with mine is every time I do it, it's blotchy.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
trouble doing it.
Okay, I can do it. So the way that I do it is I got paint in my teeth. There's paint.
Yeah, the way you bit it sounded like it hurt.
Yeah. I got like also like car paint in my teeth.
Anyway. You want to know? I'm sorry. This tooth also reminds me of other some
fucking
shit.
Hell.
Let me tell you another fucking story.
Oh lord.
This happened like a week ago. Last week.
God, everything's happening to you.
It's so recent.
Yeah.
But, so Angie has a cracked tooth, right? She's been having it for
oh,
years.
Oh shit.
So she used to have braces like a long time ago. Well, she had braces a long ass time ago, right? Like I mean, long time ago. And when they were removing them. They broke the fucking tooth. And she told them.
And they
just
did
like,
nothing about it?
She didn't do nothing about it.
Oh.
And that's what she fucked up at. And so when we first got together, we went to the dentist a long time ago.
Oh, so this is before you guys were even dating?
Yeah, when she had braces.
Damn.
And then when we started dating, like, again, like, this is when we first started dating. We took her to the dentist. And they recommended a surgery. But she wanted to get knocked out.
Oh, God.
And it was a private surgeon at the time. Mm. And he wanted like $3,000 or like $16,000, actually. It was like $16,000. And it was $3,000 down. So we couldn't fucking afford that.
Yeah.
So recently, it was like 2 weeks ago, it was hurting real bad again. They recommended the surgery. The same thing. The cavity got bigger inside the tooth. And again, half the tooth is missing. So we're like, you know what? We want the surgery this time.
So it's like decaying at this point.
Yeah, it was fucked.
What the
fuck? And so they showed us more x-rays. They're like, this is how it looked last time. This is how it looks now. It's breaking even more.
Yeah.
It needs to go. So we're like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll get the surgery. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this time we can actually knock you out. And it's no longer with the private surgeon. Now we can do it. So we're like, awesome. They accept insurance now. So it was last week. We got it done. And we're going, right? And I'm hauling because
of course.
I'm trying to get her out of there.
Yeah.
And I'm actually chilling this time. And I see a cop. And he doesn't pull me over. So I'm chilling, right? I'm going. And then I forget some paperwork. And they ask me to go back. I'm okay.
Wait, where is this at? Where is this at?
The hotel dentist.
Which one?
By the high school.
The Premier?
By Popeyes and shit.
Yeah, Premier.
Yeah.
That's the one I go to. Yeah.
So I have to turn back around. I'm going through the high school, right? I'm going home. And I see a cop. I'm like, okay, no big, it's a normal fucking cop.
Yeah,
so I'm going on my day. And they call me saying, hey, you forgot some major paperwork for a prescription. I needed to sign it so we can get the paperwork in. So, all right. So I turn back around. I go. I get the paperwork done. And I come right back in the same area. This time, the cop pulls me over. And this dickhead is acting really fucking weird.
Oh.
So instead of approaching my driver door, he approaches Angie's. And again, Angie's drugged up. It's surgery. So she's drugged up.
Oh,
and
shit.
And he stops at my little door. So on the Challenger, there's the two main doors and you have two little back doors.
Yeah.
He goes in my back door. He's shining his light back
in
there.
The back
his,
door?
Yeah. Oh, not back door. Back window, right?
Yeah, back window.
He's shining his light through there. He's looking through it. He walks behind my car. He's looking in the back of my car. And then he approaches her side and he asks me to roll down the window on her side. So I'm like, okay.
Even when you're on like the major highway, they still go to super the driver's fucking side.
Weird. So I'm like, okay, and I wrote out my window and I politely say, sir, can you not speak to her? Because she's not there right now. She just got done with surgery. Yeah,
she's on drugs, sir.
I didn't want to say she's on drugs. I'm just like, right now she's dozed off because she just got done with surgery. And he looks at me with the meanest looking face. He's like, okay. And he walks on the side of my vehicle. And I'm just like,
excuse
me? I'm like, all right, that's fucking weird. Yeah. And then he approaches my vehicle and he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, no, sir, I don't. And so apparently it was in a school zone. It was 20. That's the speed limit. It was 20. And I was going 27. So he got me going for seven over the speed limit. So I'm like, okay, that's no more. Normally, I'm like, that's a warningable offense.
Yeah, I can say 10 over is like, okay, you get a ticket. Seven.
It was like a warningable offense, right?
Yeah.
This dude keeps it sweet and short. Short and sweet, right? I gave him my license, my insurance. He's gone for like 10 minutes and he gives me a ticket.
Oh, fuck.
Dude. He gives me a fucking ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, okay. So he gives me a ticket and it's not my first ticket. It's not my first rodeo. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, whatever. Just take it. And he's like, next time you need to be driving safe. And I was like, I was just going 7 over the speed limit. I was driving as safe as possible. Yeah, and he's asked me like 1,000 fucking questions. Why were you speeding? Why this? Why that? And I'm like, sir, you know, I just got done with the tooth surgery. I was trying to hurry so I can go get her medication. She's in a lot of pain. And he's like, I thought you said she wasn't there. I thought she couldn't feel it. And I was like, I never said she couldn't feel it. So I just said she's not all there. And he's like, oh, you know, it's a criminal offense to lie to a cop, right? And I'm like, I'm just sitting here like, bro, what the fuck is going on? While my girl and while the girl next to me is just laughing. Yeah, she's not there.
She's on drugs.
So she's laughing. She's like, ah, you got in trouble, you know, this and that. And I'm just trying to keep it straight. I'm like, of course.
I mean, because you're.
And he's like, you know, it's a criminal offense to lie to a cop. You shouldn't be lying to a cop. And I'm like,
I didn't.
And I'm just sitting there not saying a damn word. I'm just like, whatever, bro.
Because every word you say is going to be used.
When he stops talking, I'm like, sir, can I just get to work so I can fucking sign the paperwork? Because you have to sign for a ticket. You have to sign for it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, sir, can I just see your tablet so I can sign for my damn ticket? Mm-hmm. I say it just like that. And like, here you go. And I sign it. He gives me like 5 fucking different papers. So apparently, Hutto has this thing now to where if you get pulled over and you get a ticket, they give you this little packet, okay? This little packet, you have to put your name, your last name, the offense you got pulled over for, the citation number, and what you want to do, how you want to do it. If you want to go to court, if you don't want to go to court, whatever.
Really?
It's a little fucking packet, and you have to give it to the court. You have to. Either that, either that, or you have to mail it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So today, that's what I was doing today. I had to go take that packet to the fucking court. I asked for a 30-day extension on it.
Yeah.
It's only $330.
That's not
but I'm like,
but still for seven miles over,
in the school zone. That's what it was.
Okay, the school zone. Yeah, that's the one.
But if I'm it was like
on the regular highway.
And I was wanting to go to court. I'm like, bro, I was in a fucking emergency. Kind of fight it. Yeah. Mean? But I was like, I don't fucking have
it's
time.
It's not worth it.
I'll
it's
just pay the goddamn thing. So that's for a 30-day extension. Yada yada. But I'm like, this dude was kind of a dickhead. And what was with the going behind my car checking it out?
Yeah, I thought he was going to ask to
open my fucking trunk, dude. I was like, oh, I could open my trunk for
you,
too.
It's a search and warrant, you know?
But it was super weird how he approached my passenger side instead of my main
strange.
Side.
That's strange.
So I'm like, okay.
You like, was he planning on talking to the person who wasn't driving
That's what I'm saying. The dude was trying to, like, get something on me.
Uh-huh.
And he's all staring at her. I'm like, yeah, so, you know, she just got through surgery. She's not all there. And then he's like, okay. I'm like, okay, what the fuck do you want me to do about it?
I was like, you want me to wake her up?
You know what I mean? it was super weird. But yeah, that's how my last week was for me. I was just
what the weirdest thing. I would say, okay.
So I would say this month has been shitty.
Last
week that happened. The week before that, I get hit with a fucking metal ball.
Dude.
I'm just like, fuck.
You need to stay off the road.
Can't catch a break. And then the week before that, the week before that, I had a terrible dream about me getting in a car accident. Right, so when I'm going to work, there's this dude coming out of, you know, that covert on 79?
Yeah, of course.
There's someone in a brand new car comes out of there.
Always
and they cut me off, bro, and I'm going like 89 through there. And this motherfucker goes in front of me, bro, and I mean, I had a smack on my brakes as hard as I can.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just honking at the dude. I'm just like, what were you thinking, bro? And I tell myself every day, and I know my girl can probably tell you, I say it all the time. I'm always like, I hope somebody hits me and totals my fucking car.
Yeah.
I say it all the time.
Because I know the reason why. I mean, you tell me why.
Yeah, I get a good fucking, I get a good benefits, and my car gets covered, I get $5,000 for my next car. So I'm like, I hope somebody hits my shit.
If I get a new car.
That day, bro, was the only time I thought about actually smacking to him. But they were old couples, so I was like, I don't want to kill somebody. Because if I hit them, it was going to, their car was going to fucking flip.
Every bone in the body.
Because I was going 89, bro. And if someone's coming out on the side of you, you T-boning them,
they're
flipping.
Dead.
They're fucking flipping in
midair. I mean, because if you hit, I'm assuming, I can see how like it is. You're hitting the driver's side, too.
And I'm hitting them like eviscerated. Dead on, dude.
Yeah, they're no longer a human being.
And I was going about like 89. So I'm like, that's probably why I get speeding tickets, because I fucking speed so much.
Yeah.
But if I would have hit them, dude, was dying. Oh, they were getting hit dead on. So I was like, you know what? So that day I was yelling, bro. My back, like when that was happening, I was like, should I hit him? And I was like, no. I was really bracing for it. But I was like, nah, I won't do it today. I can't.
Today's not the day.
After I saw that he was an old dude, uh-huh. I was like, I won't. But if, I'm telling you, if this dude was young.
He was like 20s on.
If he was young, dude, I was like, I'll be like, fuck it.
Oh, shit. I was like, it's worth the 40.
I was like a new car. Dude. But damn. I was like, you know what? It's an old dude. I don't think they could survive a hit like that.
Damn.
So I slammed my brakes. I hit him pretty hard, bro. I slammed my brakes hard as fuck.
I can say, I'm sure you have good brakes, too. I'm lucky I have good brakes because... You can even ask Savannah. This has been happening so much more recently where traffic's just like...
It's just bad.
Yes. It's especially terrible. In Hutto. Because yeah. I'm driving through Hutto now. And plus, now that I live in Waco, I'm going down Temple all travel. The time. Yeah. So I've been having to use my brakes more. God, I love brakes.
I love brakes.
Those are amazing things. And you're going 100 down the highway and it has to come into a stop.
Yeah.
So... No, I feel like more recently I've been like traffic's just been stopping, like at a halt.
It's just
like I'll be going 20, and all of a sudden, just we have to stop.
There's a lot more accidents.
I've been seeing a lot more recently.
Traffic is crazy, dude.
Yeah, especially now with that's my main.
Those
thing.
Lights at 79, bro.
I hate
fucking
that.
Annoying.
Fucking hate because
Taylor Council, man, you need to get rid of those lights.
I mean, is that even that's like frame switch?
It's stupid. Like the other day, dude, there was a really bad accident because
really. I'm sure you know there's accidents now because of that.
There was a light. You know those new lights on like a wire? It's on a thin wire. They're there.
And like are they kind of like up and you can't really see
they
them?
They used to be the lights that flashed yellow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess someone thought they weren't lights still and they were still flashing yellow. So when it turned red, I guess it was by the time it was too late and he already ran it and they hit him. And apparently on the news, it was because they didn't know they were lights. They didn't know they were fucking working.
Yes.
Which, so I'm like, God damn. You know what I mean?
Okay. Honestly, too. Like... I hate them because for years
there were no lights.
You just breeze through all the
time. And I mean, since I've been in Taylor, my whole 13 years here.
My 18 years of living my life in Taylor.
It's like
there's never been lights. And you could fly straight through Hutto, and it was great.
And now there's always cops there. Usually they used to be like one or two cops. Mm-hmm. Okay. Usually there's always that one cop in there.
Yeah.
But now there's like
three.
Oh, and there's sheriffs, dude. Sheriffs are dickheads. Mm-hmm. So they're always
They'll get you for anything.
Anything, dude.
Like, you cross the line a little bit.
And I just kind of dug myself into a hole because my car, Challengers, Chargers, any type of racing vehicles, they're like a cop magnet.
Oh, yeah.
But now since I have an exhaust kit on my damn
car, it's even louder.
And it makes it even worse.
Shit.
So dude. I'm like, fuck. So now I have to really try to buy a fucking radar detector and then I have to make sure I have my dash cam. So I'm planning to dick out my car, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's actually really good. I was going to say, like, I would understand if they had like the one that leads into Samsung, the one light.
Oh yeah, that one's understandable, and it's a professional looking light area.
Yeah, it's actually a metal.
It's on a pole. It's on everything.
Wire.
I get that one, but the one on wires, it's stupid.
Yes, and we don't need them there.
We don't. They could easily put a yield or a stop sign.
Exactly.
Right there. I'll tell you how to do.
For sure, a yield at least.
But
you don't need a whole stop.
Not a whole light.
Yeah, that.
Or that little tiny ass road. I mean, the one in Samsung is a whole ass highway.
No, yeah, that's like a 5-lane highway.
It's a highway.
6-lane highway. So that needs one for sure. But goddamn, that it's really, really unnecessary. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Yeah. Super unnecessary. How long have we been filming for? It's been an hour and 15.
For real?
Yeah. Maybe we had that 8-minute intro basically. So it's probably been like a real episode. It's probably 8 or 1.
So we did pretty good.
8 right now. One more thing. I'm just curious. Have you ever played a racquetball?
Racquetball?
I fucking love it, dude.
I gotta sneeze. Hold on.
Wait, watermelon.
I'm good. Racquetball, is that the thing on the fucking... Or is that tetherball?
That's tetherball.
On the fucking ball.
That we used to play in, like, back in...
Racquetball is with that little birdie.
No, that's... What is it? That's not racket.
I swear that was racquetball.
Yeah, with the little birdie. Backminton.
Backminton.
Yeah, I haven't played that in years, dude. What the hell?
What the fuck is racquetball?
Racquetball is when you...
Oh, is that when you throw it on the wall?
That's wall ball!
Fuck!
Dude, a racquetball...
Okay, I don't know.
Stop guessing. I know racquetball. I asked, but stop guessing.
Go ahead, tell me racquetball.
So, racquetball, you're in this room. You're in a wall, and a wall.
Oh, like, you hit with the fucking
tennis blue ball.
Thing. You're hitting
with
the wall.
Yeah, with the racket.
Oh, I
love... That shit.
Most people do that for like exercise.
Yeah, no, that's the same thing. I have work. Like, I can show you the workouts. I'm there for like.
Where the fuck do you play racquetball at?
TSDC has a whole rec center. The place where they have the Fred Joffre.
That they have a Rec-A-Bi area?
Dude, there's a whole full-size gym court.
I saw the gym. I saw the whole gym because that's where it was at. Basketball court? Yeah. That's where everyone was set up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But if you like, area. You know, like when you walk to the gym, there's like this hallway off to the next.
Dude, the whole school was filled with fucking hallways.
That's true.
But maybe I did see a room. Is it in a clear glass door?
Yes.
Maybe I did see it.
Yep, it's that one.
I remember seeing just a box.
It was literally a box.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And maybe that's what it was. Dude, it's so much fun. I'm telling you, I'm burning like 300 calories. Yeah, it's hitting me around for like an hour.
Yeah, they designed those areas too for you to sweat a lot.
Oh yeah, there's no AC in there. It's just
and you get all that for free.
All for free. I'm telling you. I get basketball court, whole
How
gym,
much are you paying tennis. For school?
Since I have the Hazelwood Act, I'm only...
Oh, it's free.
Yeah. So I think for my dorm and my meal plan, it was like $3,200. So nice. Not bad.
I pay only like $900? It was supposed to be like a... Damn. It was supposed to be a $1,300. It was supposed to be a $13,000 thing, but since I knocked down a whole year and half those classes I didn't have to worry about...
$1,300 or $13,000?
That was $13,000.
Damn.
But now I'm only paying $9,000.
Oh, I thought like
it was supposed to be originally nine. What the fuck am I saying? Originally, it's supposed to be $13,000 for all the 2 years.
The 2 years, yeah.
Without a dorm, of course, because that shit's expensive. School's expensive. Oh, but since I knocked down a whole year because my associates and all that, I'm only spending $9,000.
That's not bad at all.
And then I had a pretty good amount of loans that covered it, so I'm owing back about $8,000, $6,000 on loans.
See, that is one thing I'm very happy about going to the school. We're not going to have student debt.
Yeah. It's only like $6,000, dude.
Yeah.
I can pay that off in ease.
Oh, easily. And the thing is, I'm lucky enough to have Hazelwood, so I'm only just paying for my dorm and my meal plan.
Yeah, the dorm and meal. That's
and
it.
So...
Get all the education for free.
Exactly.
And that means if you stay there for another 2 years, that's free.
Free. So...
Fuck.
That's why I'm really considering staying there 2 years, but we'll see how my life goes
in the next year. My room is fucking free.
Shit. I can always go back too. Actually, I don't know when they
do. They have it over there because over here and the one over here is. Oh, so the way my classes work, they're not the same with yours because they tried something new with HVAC and cybersecurity, and they call it a self-paced thing, right?
Yeah, we have self-paced.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You have it too?
I have.
Do you get homework?
Yeah, in my electricity
person. I don't get any homework.
I get probably one homework and one. Test
so all we have is we do everything on computer and we have something that's called a lab.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
right? we have labs.
Have the same stuff.
And then we have masteries.
And like in the labs, you read articles, answer like questions at the end and everything.
So ours, I guess, are a little different. So ours, for example, this is how one goes. It's like I'm just gonna make up one. There's something like when I used to do the electrical board, there'd be one to be. We want one light on when this switch is up, and we have another light on when both switches are up. And so it would tell us, can you make a wiring for that? So we would make a wiring. We would show them. We would plug it in. We're like, this is what it looks like when one light's on with this switch. And then when I flip this switch, both lights turn on.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Uh-huh. That's a mastery. So masteries are big-ass tests.
Yeah.
Now, and a mastery, you have to have 100 because you have to master that skill.
Yeah, you have to master.
Now, labs, they're not graded. Labs will tell you how they want it wired. So the lab is going to go, for example, plug this wire into here. And plug this wire into here. And if you did it right, this is all an example, by the way, because they're more harder than this.
Of course.
But it would be like, for example, wire this to here, wire this to there. And if you wired it properly, when you flip this switch, this light should kick on.
Yeah.
And when you flip both switches, both lights should kick on.
That's not bad.
That's just an example. Yeah. And then mastery, of course, there would be a whole page of how they
want you to set it up and do it. Like
kind of. So masteries, they don't tell you how to set it up. They only want the end product. That's what they want. Oh. So all they tell you is, for this mastery, you're going to be making us something to where, again, for this example, when this switch is on, this light should turn on. When this switch is on, both lights should turn on. But it doesn't tell you how to set it up, okay?
Oh,
you have to memorize everything you learn. So every mastery, there should be 5 labs, okay? Every lab is different. The mastery is different from the labs.
Yeah.
So you would do it, and each lab gets progressively harder. And, you know, when the instructor looks at it, if it's good, they say move on to the next lab.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any paperwork. No physical paperwork. What? Everything is hands-on. I have to look at the everything is on the computer. You have to watch the videos and you have to memorize all the videos, and then you take tests on the videos. But those are like worth like 2% of your grade.
Yeah, I was gonna say
the labs and the mastery is what is like really big for the grade. But that's it. And then I have 3 classes right now. I'm sorry, I lied. I have 4 classes. I have 1301, 4, and 45. I have like 4 classes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you complete all 4 a semester, if you still have time left, they give you a free class. Any class you want.
Really?
It's free. And holy you only shit. Get the time to where once the semester ends, you lose that class, and then you begin the next new set of classes you get.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's fucking cool. And I'm on my last class right now.
No way.
So I'm like, if I complete this class, I'm trying to take an electrical class because you know how I'm trying to get an electrician.
Of course.
So I'm trying to learn more of those classes.
Damn.
So I'm like, it's pretty, and it's all for free. It adds nothing to your debt. So I'm really? Like, that's fucking cool.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it's for part-time and full-time students. Again, I'm a full-time student. Are you part-time or full-time?
Full-time.
Full-time?
Yeah.
So that's what I do.
I would say mine's a little different. Mine's a little easier to explain to. So I only have 2 in-person classes. All the rest are online. That's just regular online work. For my electricity principals, we go in, and he gave us an entire like work booklet. I mean, it has.
I forgot we had a fucking camera for a whole minute.
Yeah, I'm over here just fucking looking at you. Just
I forgot we had a camera.
YouTube.com, Everyday Curiosity. But what's it called? So yeah, I go into class. We have our booklet. We open up to the module that we're on, and so let's just say it's like 2.6. We're on module 2.6, and that's about parallel DC current or parallel DC circuits. And so we have to fill out a Verpi chart with the voltage current is I.
And you say you do schematics too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I work on schematics as well. I work on circuit schematics. So you the resistor, you have your source, your
meter. That's how mine are. I use resistors as well, and then with the source, we just plug it into the fucking board.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or we have a power supply.
Your voltage you guys use?
It depends. It's with the assignments. Like,
what's yours highest?
Highest, we've only gone to, I think, 17 was the highest.
Really?
Yeah.
We did 120.
What?
Yeah.
Holy our shit. Our highest.
That's because, we're messing with, like, AC.
Yeah, AC.
So I mean,
we're messing with planes. We're not there yet, though.
That's crazy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Our highest is 120. Our lowest is 20.
Damn. I think our lowest is, like, 8. It just depends on the assignment. It just depends.
Yeah.
But anyway. So usually what we have to do is just measure different things to fill out the Verpi chart. And so you have to calculate and measure the voltage for each. So you measure it and then calculate the total and do that for all of the Verpi charts. So that means again voltage, current, resistance, and power.
Damn.
And so you got to do that for the entire chart.
Yeah.
And then
resistance. Get the total. We also do ohms.
That's so resistance.
Oh, yeah, it is resistance.
Yeah, you dumb.
That's that fucking little horseshoe sign.
I was going to say, I can never draw it properly. But
me neither.
Uh-huh.
I can't draw it, but.
Yeah, what's the copy?
I just put an O for ohms, but.
Oh, really? You do ohms? We have to do, like, the symbol. Like, kilo ohms and mega ohms and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Can you read resistors?
Sometimes.
I can read an entire resistor. I can tell you what, like.
It's just schematics for me, bro, were hard.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the problem with us is because we had to look at a schematic and then wire it.
See, okay.
And that shit's hard.
I've done that too, but. What's even harder for me is I have to look at the schematic, build it, and then I'll test it, and then also make sure that it's in parallel, and it'll make sure, like, when I lay down the protoboard, that it's in parallel or in series.
God. And so, oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Like, parallel or series circuits?
Yes, which, dude, parallel.
Oh, that's those. I mean, those are not as bad. Like, the series circuits and parallel circuits?
Yeah, series is not too easy. Bad.
Yeah, parallel. Series is easy. Parallel is a little harder, that's, I will say. Series is easy because it's just a run-on.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I would.
Here, I'm trying to find.
It's because the way they taught us, bro, is they gave us the packet, right? And the packet had the resistors and, like, each hole we had to plug the wire into. That's how they taught us. But then we got into schematics, and it was a whole different game plan.
Look, so this was one of my homeworks that I had to do. And we're taking this.
Yeah, see, I did something like that.
Yeah. So we have to, like, figure out. Oh, I mean, obviously, these are in parallel. Parallel series and all that. So, yeah, we have to basically build that out and then figure out the resistance total of all of them.
So apparently every AC unit, right,
mm-hmm.
has those. You have to open a door and it
then it's on the panel.
And it will show you the schematic of how everything is wired.
Really?
That's why they're so heavily on us teaching that.
Yeah.
So they're like, so when you mess with an AC, you have to know how to read a schematic. Because when you start taking it apart, you look at the schematic and you know how everything is wired.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, I didn't know that. I've never fucking known that there's a schematic right there. But apparently that's how it is.
Open your AC hardly.
So I'm like, shit, that's cool.
Well, damn. But let's see. I think we're coming to an end. All it's been an hour.
Just a curious question. Have you tried freezer dried candy?
No, but
I kind of want to try it on stream.
I see it so much on
TikTok. If I buy like a whole box,
yeah,
you think we can fucking film it?
Absolutely.
That'd be kind of cool.
Dude, huh? Yeah, and we can upload that to the channel or even make a podcast doing it as well.
That'd be kind of cool.
Dude, I would love to. Okay, because the amount of times I've seen it come from my TikTok.
I've seen it like 1,000 times, yeah.
It makes no sense. And I heard it's not great.
Really?
Yeah, I heard
on my it. TikTok, it's fucking.
It looks great.
Best thing in ever. Yeah, they were like, "Oh, it's one of the top fucking best." I'm like, "What?"
I listened to a podcast called Stiff Socks. Shout them out. And Michael Blossom.
Stiff Socks.
Yeah, it's a hilarious, raunchy, disgusting podcast. I don't recommend it for kids. Not even for you, you little child. But it's a horrible podcast, but it's hilarious. Michael Blossom and Trevor Wallace. Michael brought some on the podcast, and they had some, and they both agree it was ass.
Well, fuck it. Man, I would just buy like a big box.
I would say, try some, get some. I'm sure my girlfriend would like it, or I'm sure your girlfriend would
like it. I'll probably buy like 8 different things.
Okay.
So we have like a variety of
I got you, I got you.
Maybe more than that.
Real quick before we end this, I'll probably bring this up next week as well. Did your girlfriend want a boo basket?
A boo basket?
Yeah.
We did it last year, but we really? I don't know about this year.
Dude,
they're fucking expensive.
Down my throat!
Yeah.
For wanting a boo basket.
Like, with like, me, I go all out, so I always say it's expensive because I do a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah.
But it's hard, man.
See that
I'm like,
over there? No, serious. I'm still setting it up.
It's hard, dude.
It is. She already got me one. She got me a boo bag. It had like
a boo bag.
Yeah, it wasn't a blanket. It wasn't a basket. It was a bag. She couldn't find a basket.
Did it come with a blanket?
Yeah, she got me a blanket. She got me a little Halloween blanket. Then cookies, candle.
They go all out, dude.
No, my girlfriend went all
there's,
out.
But like, it's hard for us thing. To figure out what the
yes.
fuck do they want.
Yes, okay, and I'm lucky enough. Okay, well, I'm maybe not lucky. I'm just smart.
Just get a candle.
Candle,
Bath
lotion,
and Body Works. Oh, not Bath and Body Works. Is it Bath and Body Works? What the fuck do Was it? What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Bath and Body Works.
When they sell candles and lotion.
Perfume. Yeah.
Bath and Body Works, right? Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's your friend.
I wrote down all her favorite things. Like she'll tear down some cokes and stuffed animals, peaches, tea. So like lotions. I
Bath and Body Works is gonna be your friend, dude.
I know, but God
just
damn,
buy a pack of
six,
it's expensive.
$60 fucking.
I fucking told you that it's expensive.
No, trust me, my ex loved Bath and Body Works, and motherfucker,
that's expensive.
It's
dude.
So expensive. So I'm lucky because Savannah took us or we took us. We went to Walmart and she kind of like showed me like, oh, I love this or like the smell of this like body lotion or body scrub, whatever the fuck is the difference.
Fuck it.
So I'm gonna go get that later today.
It's fucking expensive, man. It's
dude,
expensive.
It's bullshit. And she wants like cookies, blankets, and fucking candles. Like I don't get her enough. But damn, women are expensive.
That's why I think I started working full time.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I picked up like 3 shifts.
Yeah, I'm off Mondays and Fridays. That's
okay.
It. I work all week.
I'll probably be Mondays. You want to film another one Monday afternoon?
Afternoon, yeah.
Okay. I'll be down. I have class, so I'll be back down like in the afternoon, like around 4 or 5.
Okay, I get out of school at 12.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I'll be chilling.
So yeah, honestly, do you want because Savannah will be off of school, so. Do you want to, our girls to come on the podcast?
I have to see if she works, but if not,
true.
Then yeah.
Okay, like I'm down. Hell, now that our girls get along.
Hopefully. No, they should be just fine.
Yeah.
Should be just fine.
Yeah, anyway, I'm not going to, I'll tell you after. Anyway, all right.
That's a wrap.
It's been a podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, it's our first time doing this again, like the last 2.5 years.
I think it was fun.
A while, we kind of started to riff off each other again. But, anyway, hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, we got to do this again. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which is now YouTube. And then
TikTok's still in the works.
TikTok, honestly,
I feel like if it's on YouTube, can't you just copy the video and then
yes,
put it to
yeah. Once I put this video together, I'll do the short. Honestly, because I'm gonna clip one of your stories. I was really thinking about doing it too, so I'll let you know about that later. But anyway, TikTok's in the works. But again, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts now. Hell, I think like Soundboard, Boxcast, whatever the hell the other ones are.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. We are literally on everything, so please check us out. Everyday Curiosity, YouTube.com as well. Everyday Curiosity for the video form, and also so you can see the videos and pictures that
we're
going
to see back in my head most of the fucking time.
Yeah, I was going to say, Diego was full 360 or 180.
I was looking at like half the damn time.
But I usually look at YouTube like this, but I kind of like canter myself. To like,
in the
like
beginning,
this.
I kept looking at it, but then I totally forgot we had a
camera. The camera though. I never look at you guys. It's just I'm always looking at Diego because I feel like it's more of a conversation. Regardless, so yeah, please tune back next week. We're gonna try to continue uploading these every once a week. Come back next week to maybe have our girls on the podcast. We'll see.
Possibly.
But other than that, again, hope you guys enjoy. Let us know if you guys want to hear anything or see us do anything on camera for YouTube or listen to anything that we do. Other than that, hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day, and we will see you next week.
Next week.
All right.